Well, oftentimes when this feast comes about, some of us can be confused. Who is St. John Lateran? Well, there is no person, physical person, St. John Lateran. John Lateran is the basilica built on the Lateran Hill in Rome. And so we celebrate the dedication of this great basilica. Why are we doing this? Why are we celebrating the dedication of this one church in Rome? To answer this, I invite us to learn a little bit about the church's history. We remember that at the beginning of the church was persecuted. There were many martyrs, especially in Rome, who were fed to the lions, the tigers, and the Colosseum, who were cruelly put to death. And so the church had to survive in secret, underground, in the catacombs, where masses were said, saints were buried, and the faith lived on. Until finally, in the year 313, there was an emperor named Constantine. And he was amenable, he was friendly towards the Christians. And so in 313, he proclaimed the Edict of Milan. This is a special edict of the Emperor of Rome, from Constantine, allowing Christianity to practice their religion in public. And so for the first time, Christians no longer had to hide in the catacombs, they could now build their own houses of worship. And so in 324, after receiving a donation of land from the Laterini family, construction began to build a new church, a basilica dedicated to our Lord, where now stands the great basilica of St. John Lateran. And this church truly is one of the earliest churches in Rome, and it is the mother church of all churches. This was the location for popes for centuries, all the way up until the year 1309, when the popes temporarily moved to Avignon, France. All the way up until that point, popes lived not at St. Peter's, but at St. John Lateran. It is there that the Pope has his cathedra, his chair. It is his cathedral. And so we celebrate today our union with the Pope through this great celebration of our Mother Church, the church building that, in a way, started it all in the Roman Church. And how fitting it is that in her wisdom, Holy Mother Church gives us these beautiful readings on this special feast day. These beautiful readings which give to us the importance of God's temple. We read from the prophet Ezekiel in the first reading, how Ezekiel receives this vision of water flowing from the temple, symbolizing the graces that come from the church, especially through the waters of baptism. And then in our gospel today, we see Jesus entering into his temple and driving out the money changers, those who are selling goods and animals in the temple. And I invite us today to just ponder and reflect upon one single word from this gospel: zeal. We often don't think about zeal very much in our lives. A person can be zealous, and oftentimes we think that's bad. But no, zeal is something good. Merriam-Webster Dictionary tells us that zeal is eagerness and enthusiastic interest in pursuit of some objective. And so in the gospel today, when our Lord drives out the money changers, his disciples recall the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." In a very real way, Jesus is consumed with zeal to protect his house, to protect his Father's house, the temple. If we think of the temple as a prefigurement of the church, which in a very real way it is, Jesus also has zeal for his church. He is zealous to protect the Catholic Church, his whole church, those who are baptized into him. And very often we can perhaps be a little confused. We oftentimes have this view that the church is the Vatican and the popes and the cardinals and bishops and such, and that's what the church comprises of. But no, as St. Paul tells us in the second reading today, St. Paul points out that the members of the church are Christ's body. We, as members of Jesus and his church, are part of his mystical body. We, in a way, are God's building. And so Jesus is not just zealous for the physical church buildings and structures and the hierarchy, but no, he is zealous for each and every one of you. He is zealous for your temple, the temple of your soul. That is where Jesus truly wishes to reside. Just as Jesus has zeal to protect his church, his bride, he invites us also to have zeal to protect his church. He invites us to be zealous to protect his bride. How do we do that? How do we protect and have zeal for God's church? Here at St. Philip's, we have three opportunities very soon and right now to be zealous for God's church. The first way is through prayer. Through prayer, we are able to have zeal for God's church. In just a few weeks, we will be celebrating our annual 40 hours here at St. Philip's, where we will have 40 hours of continuous adoration here on the altar, Jesus exposed in the monstrance. He'll be here waiting for us, asking us to pray with him through the night and through the day, to be able to spend time with him in his church. The second way that we can have zeal for the church is to have zeal for her members, our brothers and sisters in the church, and also our brothers and sisters who may not yet be in the church. Here at St. Philip's, we have an opportunity to serve the members of our church, especially through our works of service. This week, Bishop Burbage has invited every parish in the diocese to observe a week of service for the church. Here at St. Philip's, we are invited to do so, especially through our food drive. We know that we have our normal food pantry operations, and this week we are making an extra effort to invite those who may wish to give food to those who are in most need, especially as the holidays approach. We are invited to have zeal for the members of God's church. Thirdly, we are invited to have zeal for the church's ministry by supporting the church and aiding the church in spreading the gospel. And here at St. Philip's, we are right now, Father Donahue has invited each and every one of us to consider the ways in which we support the church financially. Just last week, Father Donahue released a letter to all of us, to all of our parishioners, giving an update of the finances of the church. And in that letter, he shows to us that, unfortunately, over the past year, the church has lost a considerable amount of money from our Sunday collections. And so Father Donahue is inviting each and every one of us to consider our current level of giving to St. Philip's and perhaps find a way to perhaps increase our level of giving, even just by a small amount, even by $5 a week. Just a small extra effort to give to the church and support her ministry allows us to have zeal for the church and the way that the church spreads the gospel. We are invited, especially if possible, to give, if we can, online, which is an easy way in which we can give regularly. And just to give a few numbers here for St. Philip's, right now we have about 400 households regularly attending Mass every week on Sundays. Of those households, 300 regularly give to the church. If 200 of those regular givers increased their weekly donation by $5, and then if we had another 100 new givers who currently are not giving but perhaps could begin, if they begin by just giving $5 a week, that would give us an extra $1,500 every week, which amounts to $75,000 a year. This would help us to bridge that gap that we have received, that we've discovered in our Sunday collection. And it would also help us to make physical improvements here at our parish. Our Lord Jesus is zealous to protect his church. He is zealous to ensure that his church's members are brought closer to him. We too are invited into that same zeal that he has by giving of ourselves, perhaps to our neighbor, by giving ourselves through prayer to our Lord, and to give of ourselves in support of his church here at St. Philip's. We ask our Lord that we may be generous in our way of giving, that we may support his bride, and that we too can be brought into his kingdom one day.